your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. We have a very, very busy show today. We have three guests. I think the most we've had on the show is two, but three guests. We've got Nathan Johnson, Jake Wall, and Tony Sananikan from Mason Bloom. They're founding partners. Guys, it's seems like this is the party line. Welcome to the show.
Well, I mean, we never want to miss a good party, Jeff.
How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Jake, how are you doing?
I mean, I'm great. And on a Thursday, I couldn't be better.
It's almost the weekend, right? We're almost there. Really great to see you guys on the show, and obviously have been seeing you guys all around the circuit in California, in Vegas, MJ Biz, Trailblazers. So it's great to have you guys on the show. For everybody that's tuning in right now, you know, Mason Bloom is really essentially elevating the everyday experience through, you know, perfectly dosed, premium, high quality infused beverages in the cannabis space. So guys, you were essentially all founding friends together. And I thought it might be a great way to kick off the show and talk to us about why you guys wanted to start a cannabis business together.
Well, I mean, Jeff, first of all, I mean, thank you for putting up with us, because I realize now that with that great intro, and particularly you're doing great at talking about the company, that we've actually probably been stalking you so much that you're a better pitch man than us.
But, you know, I'll take the share stick here and just say that, you know, I mean, we have the great fortune of working with each other, because we really do actually like each other. And, you know, our friendship has been one that has been punctuated by all the normal social trappings. You know, we've known each other for the better part of a decade and a half. And, you know, we've gone through the traditional aspects of growing up, you know, working together, having drinks after work to blow off steam, and great dinners, and so much of what has been our lives together has been gathering at these times around, you know, a great beverage and sharing stories. And the bottom line is we've gotten older. And as we've gotten older, you know, Nathan and Tony in particular have been building families, and Nathan himself has really embraced more of, you know, a Cali sober lifestyle. And, you know, we were just finding that, you know, here I am, someone who's had a long-standing experience with cannabis and has really phased cannabis into more of my alcohol replacement space. And then I've got these two great friends who are super curious and looking to mix it up and make healthier choices. And yet they didn't participate in the black market. They aren't necessarily as open to, you know, aspects like smoking and inhalants, and you know, have had maybe that bad experience with an edible at some point in time. And so, you know, Tony and I, particularly coming from a recent culinary background, really saw the opportunity with the science and technology, you know, being pushed forward in such an amazing way to create, you know, a really delicious cannabis beverage. But in our mind, to make a cannabis beverage delicious, it really had to be something that we thought could rival the cocktailing world. Because at the end of the day, you know, that's what we're really replacing it and creating something new around it. And the rest is just sort of history. You know, once you start pulling on a great thread, which we think we have, you know, we've been able to take all of our best practices, all of our skills, and drive forward, you know, with product evolution and with our crazy pilot program that we've been running during this pandemic, to build something that really is meant to be the new sort of bar cart experience and tap a world of mixology for cannabis that I think is really exciting. Because at the end of the day, the really cool thing about cannabis is that it's an ingredient. And when you treat it with the respect that a chef gives great ingredients, and Jeff, I know you know this all too well because you are an exceptional cook. You know, we can really create dynamic things that knock people's socks off. And I think that's where we all get excited. You know, I don't know. Tony, what do you have to add to that? Because you're the man who gets to spend the most time with me in the kitchen.
That's true. Well, for me, it's really about, because I don't smoke cigarettes. So when I thought about cannabis, like just having that didn't seem healthy to me. But I love still going out with my friends and, you know, just really having that kind of social environment all the time. But that hangover the next day, you just waste a whole day. And that's something that I don't like. So
none of us do.
None of us do. So this is like a lifesaver, to be honest. So I am so excited about what we came up with our beverage, and it's definitely flavor first always. So it's actually something that you crave.
So, I mean, Jeff, if you really want to know the truth, we came up with this because we needed Tony to come to work and the hangover was getting in the way. So we just had to find an alternative, and it's worked out great for us.
I kind of read a little bit of the notes before the show about Tony coming on board for that reason. So.
Thank you for making the podcast today.
Thank you.
You know, you guys have actually done a really fantastic job as far as, you know, getting the word out there, hosting really fun activations, parties. You know, I've had the benefit of also trying your product multiple times. I think it's fantastic. And there's different tastes for everybody, which is great. But I think one thing that you guys have also done a really good job on is, you know, putting together a really solid advisory panel, you know, for your company, right? And so you've got all sorts of, you know, influential folks from, you know, Khalifa to Wild. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, Jennifer Prince, just because, you know, the LA Rams just won the Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm curious, maybe Nathan, you can give us a little bit of insight there, but how is Jennifer helping you guys really kind of get the word out there? Like, what is her expertise on your product line?
Well, I mean, Jennifer in particular is unique just in the fact that, number one, she just absolutely loves what she does. I mean, she's a mover and a shaker. She's just a ball of energy and just a wonderful personality. And Jen, if you're listening, we love you. But you know what Jennifer does for us with her background in entertainment is she really looks at how we can connect with the consumer. Right. And the way we treat our brand, the way we look at things is we want our brand to be engaging. Right. Not only do we want people to absolutely love the product, but we want to be able to educate. Right. We want to make people laugh. We want them to have some sort of connection. That's not just us out here creating a flavor first product, you know, that sits on a shelf. We want people to be part of the experience, you know, live Maison Bloom every single day. And Jen has tremendous insight to that consumer from her background in Google. At Twitter, and now what she's doing with the Rams. And so from us, we really lean on Jennifer, just number one, leveraging customer insights, and number two, just utilizing that personality, that fun and engagement, you know, creating a family, a bigger team, since we're talking about sports and the LA Rams, and how everybody is welcome to the table.
Got it. Now, I think, you know, one thing that I definitely wanted you guys, and you could, I'm sure you all have your own kind of viewpoints on this, but you know, it's pretty clear, you know, the cannabis beverage market is, I would say the right word is explosive right now. I mean, everybody is kind of turning to beverages. Every, you know, edible company out there is starting to experiment either through acquisition or creating their own products. You know, I just saw this past week, like Can just raised another 27 plus million,
yeah.
You know, so, you know, how do you guys look at that? You know, do you see that as a big opportunity now as you're kind of in that space? Do you see it as like, oh shit, we've got so many competitors that are coming into the market right now? And I think cannabis overall, you know, from a brand perspective has been challenging for loyalty, right? How do you really kind of set yourselves kind of above the rest, right? Because when I look at you guys, it's like, you guys, I don't know, I kind of, it's premium. You know, this is not a kind of like mass produced yet, but it's more of a very,
I like to say that it's a prestige purchase,
but also just kind of a, you know, like when a store creates like a one of a kind
limited edition.
Okay. You guys are not this. I shouldn't be on a game show helping you guys with like, I'm not giving the right hints here.
Well, Jeff, it's just, I've spent so much time speaking Tony that I'm not good at speaking anything other than Tony these days.
But you know what I mean? It's like when I think of your brand, I'm not thinking of, hey, I'm going to go get this can at the store. I'm thinking this is more of a premium, handcrafted. Sorry. That's what I was actually
artisanal.
Artisanal. Yes. Okay. Now we're talking here. So
I got you.
I could be wrong, guys. I could be wrong. But when I think of your product, I think premium, handcrafted, artisanal, and just sophisticated, right? And so am I right, though? Is that what you're trying to go in? Because if you're not, like, let's correct it.
Well, Tony, I feel like that's a question that's very loaded and directed at you, Mr. Brand.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Brand.
I feel it. Yes, that's exactly how we want to see the brand. You know, it's not just us three kind of just putting our minds together and be like, this is what the market needs. We do have over about 200 correspondents that we work with. And they give us feedback and we take that data and really kind of craft every single single thing we do, from packaging to the flavors and to how we, you know, message our voice in the brand. So what you see out there is not just us, but really tapping into who is that sweet spot that we're targeting. You know, are they clean eating? Are they all wellness related? Are they doing hiking, yoga? We have three distinct kind of, how we go about it is three distinct kind of marketing strategies that we, how we hit all of those kind of more of like a lifestyle that we hit every segment that they are, you know, in their lifestyle. So that's how we kind of go about the branding.
Yeah, and Jeff, I'll take a pass at your kind of former statement there, but you know, the way that we really think about the landscape in cannabis beverage is, number one, I mean, you brought up Canon, the recent raise, and we're truly excited for them. I mean, honestly, it's great for the category, it's great for cannabis. And so, you know, we are big champions of lifting as you climb. And the thing that everybody knows about cannabis beverage and cannabis in general is we need more people getting into the market. Right. You know, if you go all the way back to what Jake had shared about how Tony and I got into the industry, you know, we were just simply unaware of the options that are available. Right. The consumer needs to be educated. And so we look at this place where, you know, the opportunity in cannabis beverage, and one of the things that we get really excited about is educating people on, you know, this is an alcohol alternative. It's not going to replace alcohol. That's not our mission, but it can be adopted into more of your everyday lifestyle, provide some of the additional benefits that alcohol may not be able to do. And so, you know, whether it's any of the competitive set, you know, we're truly champions of this category and this industry because we believe that we can help make a change. We're not the first, we're not going to be the last. And so as the category in itself grows, you know, it's really exciting, as Tony just mentioned, different ways that we can connect with the consumer. And let's not forget, cannabis beverage is in its infancy, right? I mean, people are still unaware what exactly, you know, is happening in the market, you know, what we can actually do with the cannabinoid itself. You know, we have one take on it. We're really excited about the innovation that we're doing in-house with our recipes, the euphoria effects, different ways that we can treat beverages when pairing with, as an example, like food. Food pairings. And so there's just a lot of growth that we see in the industry that really excites us about the future.
Cool. Now, you know, you guys are a startup. And, you know, I think a lot of folks that are listening in, you know, very sophisticated MSOs to SSOs to startups getting off the ground in the space. And I think, you know, being a startup is great, but also at the same time, it's challenging, right? You got your highs and your lows. And you know, anything that you guys could maybe, you know, talk about, you know, I'd say like biggest highlights so far in the journey that you guys have done together from the get-go, and then maybe like, you know, some challenges that you guys have had to work through, an adversary, you know, just like moments of just like, oh God, we have such an uphill battle, right? You know, and I think it's kind of, you know, people want to hear about war stories, right? They want to help also prepare them for what's out there as they kind of embark on their own, you know, startup of their own passions. So, you know, anything you guys could just focus also on maybe like the best things that have happened in the last year. But Jake, maybe there's a day you're like, fuck, you know what? What are we doing? Right? I think everyone has their own set of like war stories.
You know, I would say that the best thing that I could share in terms of war stories is just to understand that this is an industry on the legal side of things that is still very young. There's a lot of track record that is contributing to getting the industry where it's at, but it's one that's still figuring itself out. And beverage, particularly here, you know, in the state of California, is one that, you know, kind of can change on a dime as there's limited players in the manufacturing side of things. And so, you know, every day can present its own wins and its own defeats potentially. And so the number one piece of advice that I wish that someone would have shared with me when I jumped into this industry is prepare yourself to experience little deaths. Prepare yourselves to understand that it's not, the game isn't over, but you're going to experience little deaths throughout your experiences, and you need to be able to process those as quickly as possible. When you get bad news on a, you know, on a Thursday, on a Friday, or whatever, you know, swallow it such as it is, but don't carry it over when the sun rises the next day. Because you got to get back at it and find a new solution. And as far as, you know, big wins, I would say that we are always impressed by how dedicated cannabis is to being a community, being a space in which we raise each other up. And, you know, you asked Jeff earlier about our advisor board, and really that's a great example of just how, you know, you show up, you're prepared, you have good conversations, and you bring your best self to a moment, and you build relationships. And as you build those relationships, people say, you know what, I want to go along this journey with you. And I'm not going to name names, but one of our advisors in particular, we met through an organization called Founder Institute. It's an incubator and accelerator. And this advisor gave us a very low score in their first interaction with us. You can give a 1 to a 5, and they gave us a 2. And the response was, you're really nice, and I think you did a good job pitching, but I don't believe in beverage. And so, you know, it's a 2 because I don't really care about your idea. By the end of our time together, that advisor was like, yeah, I'm game to be a part of your team because I believe you guys are the ones that are going to knock this out of the park and make beverage and in cannabis something that truly is household. And I want to be a part of that ride. And I think that aspect of ecosystem, that aspect of showing up and having, you know, tough conversations sometimes, but really then coming back with, you know, revised answers and solution sets to challenges is what in this industry is something that's just so powerful. And I love it every day. And so my biggest wins have always been that aspect of the conversations that lead to the opportunities that you never knew were possible. And there are so many. And that's been our adventure, at least for me. But I would love to hear what Nathan has to say on this, because if there's one thing I can tell you after, you know, 15 years of friendship and working together, is Nathan and I rarely think the same thing.
Is that good or bad? Who knows? You know, I think, Jeff, to answer your question specifically, one of the most prideful moments for me actually came in Vegas, which is one of the events that you mentioned. And we hosted our first big Kiki with several of the amazing partners that we have. And it actually was seeing Tony's face beaming when the event kicked off and people showed up and they were just connecting with the brand. Because one of the things that we really aim to do and strive to do with Maison Bloom is make sure people connect with the products, with the culture and with the brand in itself. And, you know, it's a big moment. You spend a lot of time planning, you know, you set up the structure, you spend the money, you get the partners, and then you never know what's going to happen, right? We've spent a lot of time with R&D, understanding our consumers, you know, really connecting with the right partners, trying to set everything up, but you never know until the moment of truth is there. And I just remember, you know, I was coming in off the sidewalk, Tony was there at the front door, he had his drink in hand, and he was just, you know, beaming from ear to ear. And it was a really exciting moment, because that's a win. You know, it could be a small win, in the moment it felt really big, and it means that hard work is paying off. And more importantly, you know, we're adding to the industry, right? We're connecting with the consumer, we're delivering something that people really value, and building a brand that people trust. And that is what really drives me forward and what I think is exciting.
So guys, you know, before we break, any big goals, any big plans, you know, for this year that you guys are like, we're putting a stake in the ground, this is where we're going, this is what we want to do?
Well, I mean, launching the product is part of an amazing spring. Officially moving from our pilot program to a wider reach is, you know, our number one goal right now. And it's the thing that keeps us most excited and gets us out of bed early each day and takes us to bed late each night as we work hard for that. And so that's our number one. You know, now, Tony, I know you're working on some exciting things that fold into that. Is there anything that you want to give some hints to? Anything happening later in the year that you're really jonesing to share or sneak peeks of?
Well, you know, we always have something underneath our sleeves. We are going to be doing a couple of broadcasts. We are doing a lot of things, activations for in June for Pride Month, with collaboration with other, you know, LGBTQ allies. So I think that's going to be very exciting. We have a lot of, I know we're going to be Hall of Flowers, you know, some other activations that's happening. Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys do a lot of stuff with House of Puff. Is it just friendship? Is it you guys are like, hey, let's bring our peoples together? Like, what is, you know, and obviously Christine is amazing. I'm just curious from you guys, like, is it a, you know, are you guys packaging yourselves together? Or is it just really more of like, you guys are just industry friends?
Well, we're industry friends, but we've also grown up together as a way to look at it. You know, Christina and House of Puff, you know, was introduced to us, Maison Bloom, and specifically myself through Founder Institute. And so we went through that program together. And, you know, Mother used to always say that water seeks its own level, like finds like. And we have just always felt great synergy with Christina and Holly and the and what they're doing with House of Puff. We also love the ability to have, you know, our East Coast sisters in this regard, right? You know, one of the key things about being more of a brand and lifestyle play, kind of as Tony was pointing out, is that, you know, the two places that really dominate and set so many trends are California and New York. And so, you know, with our friendship, it allows us to really be a little bit bi-coastal while we're still, you know, our scrappy, upstarty selves. And again, any excuse to spend more time with Christina and Holly is fine by me. Gents, yeah. Is there anything that you'd want to say different?
No, I mean, just to summarize, I mean, Christina and Holly are great. What House of Puff is doing on the East Coast is amazing. And you know, just bringing it back home, Jeff, that's part of the reason why we love this industry. As Jake has already mentioned, it's all about community building. And, you know, you may not even be in the same geographic area, but it's amazing, amazing people with amazing companies doing amazing things.
Totally. And yeah, Christina's great. She's going to be coming on the show as well. So I'm sure we'll be talking about you guys too. Listen, it was great to have you guys all on together, and always love seeing you guys out and about in the industry, hitting all the events, and you know, really excited for the upcoming launch. So Nathan, Jake, Tony, excellent having you on, and thank you guys again.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jeff. This is great.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in, and if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.